All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, it's Black History Month. And guess what? There's still a lot to say about the one and only, the EST, Bianca Belair. So I got company this time.
No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of Break It Down, Brian H. Keeping up 100. I got the one and only Miss Santana back as we discuss the EST of WWE. How you doing today?
I'm great. You know, just like I said, finished watching Raw. It was very interesting. Very interesting night. I'm just gonna say it was very interesting.
Raw was certainly Raw, but to be honest with you, I watched it at 9 o'clock and continue. Then I go back and watch it later, the first part, because I watch All American, so okay. I like to watch that live. But you know, you recently wrote an article the day after history was made, the Royal Rumble, and that was on Bianca Belair and what she means. Before we talk about the day of and the special on the WWE Network and what we learned, what was, you know, how did you feel? Like, now that this is kind of like soaked in, what was your feelings when it happened, and what's your feelings now about her being the number one contender for the SmackDown or Raw or NXT Women's Champion?
It's SmackDown all the way. Like, it has to happen. But before we, I'm not going to get into that. But honestly, when I was sitting there watching it, it didn't seem real to me. It was just like, okay, you got Rhea Ripley, you got Bianca Belair. They're both two powerhouses together, you know, and watching the end and seeing it happen, it was just like, wow. Like, did this just happen? Like, this is really happening. Like, we have a Black woman, the first Black woman to win the Royal Rumble, the second Black person to win the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. That is history. Out of all the Royal Rumbles, after The Rock, there has not been another Black person to win the Royal Rumble. That's insane. And to have her win it, like, on the night before Black History Month, you know, February 1st, it was like, okay, I gotta go home and I gotta write something, because just seeing that, it brought so much inspiration behind my article that I wrote. You know, Bianca Belair has changed the game for Black wrestlers. It was just like, the title came to me, writing the article, it flowed so well. It was just like, I was just typing away, like, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, just really, really typing it and reading over it to make sure that this sounds so good that when I share it with everyone else, they will understand exactly how inspirational this was for Black women, Black people in general. Like, I am so, so happy for her. So, so happy for her. And even the day afterwards, like, when it really hit and really seeing her, you know, so emotional, it made me emotional. I thought I was watching my sister up there winning something that she has dreamed of or probably never thought it was going to happen so quickly. You know, 2020, you know, Royal Rumble, she was the star, MVP of that Royal Rumble, you know, and to see her win in 2021, that's major. I'm so happy for her. I wish I could put my little ponytail in, but I knew it was going to take a lot. So I was like, maybe next time.
You know, I was thinking back to WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans, when she came out there with the other ladies from NXT, and she was in that Battle Royal that was renamed, if you remember, at the last minute because of you know, revelations that came out about Moolah, the Fabulous Moolah. So when she was in there, you saw, for those who didn't watch NXT, they got their first introduction to her. And here's this lady who's a legitimate power lifter coming out there, legitimate athlete. Then you see last year, like you said, the MVP. I got to ask you this question, because I'm sitting here watching this with my wife, and we're sitting there, you know, she doesn't watch wrestling all the time, but obviously Bianca and Naomi, she rooted for them, right? And then, you know, this was on my daughter's birthday, so I was like, man, this is awesome. But going into that Royal Rumble, were you nervous? Because it seemed like everybody was picking her to win. If you remember, last year, Shayna Baszler was in that situation.
Yeah.
Only for the swerve to go to Charlotte, where rumor and innuendo says that Charlotte was feeling misused, so she politicked her way. But it seemed as if it was going to be Shayna last year. Were you nervous that maybe because everybody was picking Bianca that we wasn't going to get her?
No, I was not.
Okay.
Nervous. I was 10 toes down. Right behind her, she's gonna win this. Like, I just have a feeling that just looking at how everything's played out in the ring that night, it was like, okay, it's down, we're down to four. All right, you know, last year she was eliminated by Charlotte Flair, this year she eliminated Charlotte Flair along with, you know, Rhea Ripley as well. So it's like, okay. Just like I said, when it got down to the top four and then three and then two, I was just like, okay, oh, please do not disappoint me. Please do not disappoint us. You know, don't get me wrong, I love Rhea Ripley. I would have not, either one of them could have won and I would have been happy. But just seeing Bianca just win this, it was everything. It was literally everything. Like, it was just everything. It made you speechless. It made you want to hug her. It made you want to cry with her. It made you feel like you're watching a family member, like I said, sister, aunt, best friend out there accomplishing their dreams and wishing that you could be a part of it. I was just like her dad, want to fall off the couch, chair, whatever he fell off of. Not literally, but mentally in my head, I feel like I was her dad.
That was amazing, by the way.
It was. And when I watched the day of, you know, seeing backstage how she embraced Montez, and even when he's sitting there watching it on the screen and seeing her, you know, thank him and her family, everybody, he looked like he wanted to cry. That made me want to cry. So it was like seeing that and then her going backstage to embrace him and everybody congratulating her and Triple H being so supportive of her since day one. It's like, yeah. She is the one.
You know, what I think people can learn is there are real moments in wrestling. Like you just brought up, she going backstage, going right to her husband, him praying. She talked about that, like they prayed before and then praying right there. One of the moments that stuck out to me was Ric Flair. Yeah. Because Ric Flair won the first Royal Rumble that meant something. You go back and you look at the older Royal Rumbles, they were cool. They were just, you know, like royalty events. He won the one that was for the WWE Championship. Then we knew the next year Yokozuna would win, and that would be the first one for the number one contendership. And ever since then, it's been one of those pay-per-views. That event has been very important. But with Ric Flair being the person who won the first one that mattered, it made it, that was like, you just can't make that up. And he kept telling her, no, this is real. This is real. Seeing Triple H saying, you're just getting started. How confident are you in Bianca Belair's future in the WWE? Because, you know, we as fans, you know, we've obviously been watching this for a long time, and we've seen people get hot and then we've seen people get cooled off. But there's, you know, there's some people that you just know, like, nah, they solidified. How comfortable are you watching Bianca for the next however long she decides to wrestle?
Ooh. You know, we can always have like we can always be so confident behind our faves, you know, and we want the best for them because we are fans, you know, and seeing how, you know, the business is run sometimes, like you said, they can be hot. She can win a championship. Then she can be just like an Oscar situation. Who are you going to have her go against? Who is going to be her competition? You know, I want to say that I will be comfortable with Bianca just seeing her flourish. You know, she's literally like that. Like I said, she's like that girl. You know, you don't have too many of those in WWE right now. She's athletic, extremely athletic. She's a powerhouse. She has that look to her. She can talk on the mic. She has literally everything that will solidify her as being that champion for a while and having a flourishing career as well. It's just really just how they book her.
Right.
That's really all it is. We can have the confidence in the world, but it's all about how they book her and if they do it right. And they don't do our black wrestlers well. They don't. They give them a little bit of shine and then the next minute it's gone. It's like they don't give them enough time to shine before they throw shade on them. It's like we don't see it no more. And then it's like they gotta start all over again.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of our black wrestlers, one of the things on Talking Smack that stuck out to me was the fact that they went there. Mm-hmm. Kayla Braxton, an African-American woman, said that this could be the first time you have an African-American, two African-American superstars vying for in a main event slot at WrestleMania. How were you surprised that they went there?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Because has it ever happened, though?
It hasn't. But, you know, even when Naomi became the first African-American superstar, period, mm-hmm. to win a championship at WrestleMania,
yeah,
they didn't go there. Mm-mm. The blogs, the internet went there, but WWE didn't make a deal out of it. And then, you know, the next year, Cedric would become the first male to win the Cruiserweight, win a championship at WrestleMania. So do you think maybe WWE's waking up?
Maybe they are waking up. Maybe they're seeing that we're literally trying to push you guys to go into the direction of giving our black wrestlers that opportunity. You know they can put on a show. Mm-hmm. Our black wrestlers that we have are so athletic. So athletic. They can do some of the amazing things inside of the ring that you would never expect them to do. So to hear her say that, you know, we could possibly have two black women main eventing WrestleMania, maybe part one, maybe part two, who really knows? I would be here for it. Yeah. I feel like it should happen. When I seen Tasha and Bianca in the ring on Friday, how they have a little chemistry as tag team, but I don't want them to go the tag team route. What I want for them, if Bianca chooses to go against Sasha, what I would want is a feud. I want Sasha to go full on heel and Bianca to go full on babyface. I need that original feud that they used to do when it came to the championships. We need that. We don't need no outside people like Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler trying to come in and think somebody want their tag team titles. No, we specifically need to focus on the challenger and the title.
Now,
that's what we need to focus on. That's what I want. I want to see them go back and forth on the mic. I want to see them brawl it out in the middle of the ring, backstage or something. That's what we need.
We never seen Bianca be a heel. Could you see it flipped? No.
Well, when back in like NXT, she was a heel.
You're right. I'm sorry. I think back because I was such a fan from day one, I was like, yeah. I don't care what y'all think. I'm rooting for her regardless.
She was a heel back in, you know, the Mae Young classes. Like, she was a heel, you know, whipping people with braids. I want her to bring that back like she did Reggie. I want her to bring back whipping people with the braid. I love that. Mm. You know, do it out of fun like she did with Reginald and stuff. So, you know, that's exactly what I really want for them to go for WrestleMania if she chooses to go with Sasha. But I have a feeling that she will go with Sasha.
Okay. Now,
that chemistry in the ring will be great.
Can both of them be baby faces that don't get along? You already made it clear you don't want to see tag team titles. Personally, I don't think it would be such a bad idea, considering, and the reason why I say this, considering how long the road to WrestleMania is. It's actually the longest it's ever been before, because we're talking April 18th and 19th, right? Mm-hmm. So we're still 2 months away, and we got WWE TV every week. So to me, like, there's enough room to get a championship reign in there and get away. But and still go into the what you want to see, that feud, you know. But if we don't, could this work as a babyface versus babyface match, where it was kind of Cena, Shawn Michaels as like, look, we both babyfaces, but it don't mean I'm gonna be buddy buddy with you. Mm-hmm. You know, you go back to like Brett and Shawn. They had that respect level thing going on, even though it was like, well, I'm working out. It didn't get ugly until later, or, you know, really at the end of the match, right? If we go from the kayfabe side, can this work that way? Can this work in a sense where they'll both be baby faces, quote unquote, but they don't like each other?
I mean,
could
happen. Because I mean, both of them are great on the mic, you know, putting them together, like I said, seeing how, you know, the chemistry that they had on Friday, with the whole Nia Jax situation, we're not going to discuss her and her problems, but, I could see it. I could, but I just really want that baby face versus heel thing. I really do. Like, even if they were to go to that route of, you know, maybe winning the championship, that's great. You know, tag team championship, that's great. That's cool. Who's going to turn on who? Or are they going to have that mutual respect to say, like you said, look, we're both baby faces. I don't like you. You don't like me. I don't have to like you. You don't have to like me, but I'm coming for that championship. Point blank, period. In your face, Bianca clap hands reaction.
It could be like Hogan Warrior too.
Yeah,
you know, you got that one star, but then you got this other one that's so dynamic, and it's not like it's a I'm trying to climb over you.
It's like you're equal.
But when you really, you equal, you know. So, man, it's gonna be great. I think it's so much fun. This anticipation, right? I just want them to make the match official.
Yeah.
At this point. We it's like, I can see with Edge, you playing around, because as much as Roman and Edge make sense, we don't know if that's going to be the case, because all of them can make sense, right? I think we can rule out NXT considering what happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think with Bianca and Sasha, it's no other way that just makes sense at all. It has to be this match. Now, let me ask you this last question before we get out of here. Does Bianca have to win? And the reason why I ask that, because we're booking her with Sasha. Sasha hasn't had a WrestleMania moment, right? And we feel a certain type of way about that. Now, I can play devil's advocate and almost like, okay, well, it kind of makes sense why she hasn't, right? You go back to, if it was anything I would have done differently, her and Bayley would have retained the tag titles. But then again, I don't think, and I'm obviously not speaking for her, I may be speaking out of turn when I say this, but I think she needed a break. So it made sense to take the titles off her, because I think she may have needed that break. Last year, okay, Bayley was on the run. It was leading to something, what we got. The triple threat match, the four-way match with her, Bayley, Charlotte, and Nia Jax at WrestleMania 28. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie, that one threw me. I was surprised that Bayley retained.
Yeah.
And then obviously the first one with Bayley and with Sasha, Becky, and Charlotte. Mm-hmm. She could have won that one.
Yeah.
But considering she hasn't had a main event, I mean, a big WrestleMania moment, a WrestleMania win, does Bianca get hurt at the sacrifice of getting Sasha that first win? Or could Sasha go another year without one?
Well, I mean, I guess you would kind of have to see how it plays out. Like, I know a lot of fans, like, we would want to see Sasha get that WrestleMania moment because there have been so many matches that she has been in that she deserves it. You know, this is the longest we've got her to, you know, being able to have her title run. Yes, mm-hmm. Twitter, let's continue to do something about that. And now, you know, giving her that WrestleMania moment, I would love to see it. I really would. But I don't think it would hurt Bianca.
Okay.
I don't think it would. Because this could motivate her to continue to go after that title and maybe take it off her at a different pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Or maybe the night, you know, the week after. Who really knows exactly how it would play out?
Yeah.
But if she wins, you know, that'll be great. You know, it'll be Bianca getting that WrestleMania moment. However, we would still feel some kind of way about, well, when is Sasha going to get hers? You know, she's mm-hmm. never had that. So it's like, are you pushing Sasha to the side to, you know, open up that path for Bianca?
Right. And, you know, you look at it, the women are 2-1 as Royal Rumble winners going into WrestleMania. I think last year I was almost certain Charlotte was going to lose until, you know, even, and then when I found out, I believe it was a visa situation. So hence the reason why she won. But I just knew, I was like, man, Charlotte, it's no way she's going to go out there and put Rhea Ripley over. But I could see Sasha even wanting to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously there was a lot of things said on social media about her. There always is. Now, I'm one. Mm-hmm. I don't think. I think when you show up to airports, you get what you get. But, right. You know, there was also things said by other wrestlers and that's not even in the WWE and probably, quite frankly, won't end up there now.
Yeah.
But it would be so funny if we saw Sasha put Bianca over. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait, she don't do what for black women?
I mean, that'll be a backfire to, you know, those who feel indifferent about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But like you said, you fumbled the bag, so.
Yeah.
You literally fumbled the bag. Now you gotta figure out what you're gonna do now.
Exactly. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
I really want Bianca to win. I really do. Okay. I want Sasha and Bianca at WrestleMania. Do not give us Asuka and Bianca. I mean, I believe that they could put on a good show, but fans, we're literally right behind Sasha and Bianca. Like, we're literally feel like we're getting pointed into that direction. Now, if they flip the script on us and they say, you know, maybe you should go after Asuka, I'm going to feel some type of way. I'm about to write them a letter or something. Like, what are we doing? This is not what you saw us talking about.
I understand. I will say this. The only thing that would be cool if that happened would be the social media pictures of Sasha and Bianca holding up their titles.
I will, you know, well.
That's it.
Yeah. It'll be like another, you know, yeah, WrestleMania 20 situation. It'll be mm-hmm. that. It would. But that'll be great. I mean, you got two black women as champion on two prospective brands, Raw and SmackDown.
Stay with black women real quick. I know I said we can really get out of here, but I can't help but think about this. There's a black woman on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
What if? You know, I mean, you did this to me. This is the reason why I had to bring it up, because you said WrestleMania 20, and we know how iconic that moment was.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time, and WWE, they've been able to erase CB out of certain things, right?
Very much.
They're trying to, you know, he was the second person to win the Royal Rumble at the number one entry. Mm-hmm. They're trying to like push that as much. What if Naomi somehow or another, you know, right now might not look as promising, mm-hmm. but what if she does win the championship at WrestleMania? You know, now I think with WrestleMania being two nights, mm-hmm. we may see the title on, I think we'll see both women titles on different shows. Mm-hmm. But if we don't, you know, what if that's a possibility?
I mean, hey, I've been wanting Naomi to get back in that title reign. Like, mm-hmm. I'm tired of her being a glow stick next to Lana. Like, I need her back in the title picture some way, somehow. Like, she definitely deserves it. Like, mm-hmm. she does. I mean, because looking at, I mean, hers wasn't that long either. You know, and Naomi, I feel that she's a great champion. She defends it really well.
It was the standard, though.
Yeah.
The WrestleMania, the SummerSlam. I think if you get that, you get a win. But it just felt lackluster because they was trying to get over the Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. So who was she dancing with? Lana. And then, you know, she had a match with Charlotte. There's like, uh-oh, you know. Now, but now I got this one scenario I had in mind, right? Mm-hmm. See, this is what happens when you talk wrestling with your friends. I got this one scenario, and I wonder what you think about it.
Okay.
Naomi and Lana challenge for the tag titles at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And just when they about to win, Naomi turns on Lana and joins the Hurt Business. You buying
yourself? I'll be here for it. Hey, we already had this discussion like a while ago when I got a text when I said that I would want Naomi to go heel.
Mm-hmm.
If she does and joins the Hurt Business, that will be great.
WrestleMania is always known for the double turns.
You never know what can happen. You know, MVP, he did kind of, you know, give us a little hint that
mm-hmm.
who knows, who exactly knows how this could go. However, I would be here for heel Naomi.
All right.
Attack me again.
You imagine the internet breaking on that one? Could you imagine if the internet was around when Triple H turned on DX at WrestleMania 15?
I mean, Twitter would have went crazy. Like, shut down. Like,
mm-hmm.
It would have been like, are y'all seeing this?
Yeah.
If social media was around when a lot of things was going on in WWE.
Ooh, absolutely.
That would have been very, very interesting. But yeah, I'm team heel Naomi. Like I said, attack me again.
All right. Y'all heard what she said. Let them know where they can find you. Let them know where they can find you before we get out of here.
Yeah. So on Instagram, my Instagram name is @SantanaMuse, M-U-S-E. And on Twitter, you can find me @Drione, which is D-R-I-U-N-E. And that's about it. That's where I'm at. Or if you're on Clubhouse, you can find me @Drione there as well.
Drione, I really appreciate you coming on. It's always a pleasure. You know, we're going to do it again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I'm always happy to be here to talk wrestling.
Absolutely.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Break It Down with Brian H. Hit the subscribe button and turn on the bell so you get notified every time the Wrestling Realm posts new content.